the artist that probably defined my childhood, Michael Jackson. He was the first full name that I could actually say, and I would like scream it, Michael Jackson, every time I saw him on TV.
For me, the album would be Boyz II Men's second album. I listened to that on repeat for years.
Well, I'd have to go with the Beatles because that was the sound of my childhood.
My album would be Little Feat because I used to listen to that with my dad when I was younger, and it brings back memories.
I don't know. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Depeche Mode, George Michael. That's a hard choice.
Welcome to Vinyl Decision, where the guests choose the music. And we're starting now.
You are listening to Vinyl Decision. We're going to start off the recording a little bit funky there because we're lining up the vinyl here. What we do on the show is we introduce guests. We invite guests into the studio and they make their vinyl decision. They have to choose a vinyl of their choice, whatever album they think has been the biggest influence for them in their musical life. And we go through the album and we choose a few tracks off of it. Hopefully we'll get to play the whole album. Today we've got Duncan Longdon.
Correct, that's correct. Oh, thank you.
That was a bit of a stab there. I'm rubbish at surnames. I'm all right with the first name. Duncan is a professional photographer in Taiwan, is
that's
that
correct.
Right?
That's correct. Professional.
Do you do like adult photography, or is this like this is where I'd like to get more information?
Is it
what kind of photography do you do? Is it
candid? Can you define adult photography?
Candid was the word I'd like.
Candid.
To.
No, I do commercial fashion and editorial.
Okay, so. And where you've got a website or something?
I do. Yeah, it's duncanlongdon.photography. You can just look up Duncan Longdon, you'll find me.
Okay,
I'm
wonderful.
All over the web like a rash.
Okay, good. And what was your album of choice that you claim is the biggest influence on your musical life?
Well, that's hard to say, and it was a difficult journey to go down, but I came up with A Tribe Called Quest Midnight Marauders, their third album.
Fantastic. I'm quite happy with this. I have been asking Duncan for quite a while to come on the show, and he's been throwing up some awful albums, but this one has been acceptable. It's passed my test. No, I mean, it's a fantastic album, and I've known Duncan a while. He's got a good taste in music, so I'm very happy to listen to this album with him. Why this album?
I think that I chose this album partly...
First of all, what year is this?
1993.
Okay, so that would make you...
20.
20, okay.
Yeah.
Without giving away your age, okay.
So. Well, yes, a bit gone past that mark. But A Tribe Called Quest came to me because of my brother. A lot of things happened because of my brother in my musical
it's
life.
It's funny how many guests we have on here, and I say, how come this album? They say, oh, my older brother, he didn't like it or something, whatever. Anyway, so your brother?
He gave me the first album.
The first
The Instinctive
Quest album.
Travels and Parts okay. of Rhythm on cassette, and it was the best present he's ever given me. So it finally wasn't something that he wanted himself.
Okay, so that he would do what called Indian giving, yeah?
That's presents, something like that, yeah. He'd give me something like rock anthems and then it would disappear. But saying that, you know, there was a couple of things on rock anthems that I liked.
Okay.
But that only because there was little breaks in there that I could hear turning up in hip-hop later on.
So that was quite early getting into hip-hop, mm-hmm. the 90s.
Yeah, well, again, my brother, he was listening to Iron Maiden and stuff and did the typical kind of older brother thing and said, if you listen to the same music I listen to, I'm going to kick your head in. So I went straight to electro and into hip-hop. So
Well, I think you made a wise choice.
It works
I mean,
for me.
Tribe Called Quest or Iron Maiden, I think I know which one is probably the better choice. But that's, I mean, I'm looking at Yvonne, I think she's giving me dagger looks. She would have chosen Iron Maiden, whatever. So we're going to listen to A Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders on Vinyl Decision today.
Hello, this is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass heavy, and just right. Thanks.
Yeah. Linden Boulevard, represent Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for president. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC short and black, there ain't no other. Trini born black like Nia Long's grandmother. Tipping shot at all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5 foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip hop scholar, since me and he had to a duck. The height of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens is in the house, represent Zen. A Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. No teaming up the style, cause it gets a rev rent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. Here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicked like God did the devil. Funky like your grandpa's drawers, don't test me, we in like that. You're dead like Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the mass. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the jazz. Venezuela on the pitch, curveball, catch it. I think I got it locked, just move while I latch it. Right, now I must move with the quickness. In comes Shahid, so we must bear the witness.
Represent the dog is scientific with the styles I invent. A Drop for Quest, represent. MC's like to metal, but here's my proposition. I let my lyrics flow and jump your whole position. I'm radical with this, like the man as long as after. Tip, settle down, what's the reason for the laughter?
I really can't say, I guess I'll have to keep it crying. So much going on, people killing, people dying. But I won't dwell on that, I think I'll elevate my mental. Thanks for these bars on the Vico instrumental.
Yo, I'll take it back, I'm the Indian giver. MC's take notes as I stand and deliver. Percussion is an S, D's wear the vest. While they dodging bullets, what? You should be dodging quests. Don't get me wrong, violence is not a forte. I just like to rhyme, kick the lyric skills like Pele. Tip, educate them, my rhymes are strictly taboo. Fill them with some fantasies and I'll look out like that.
Okay, I am recognizing that the voice inside my head is urging me to be myself and never follow someone else, because opinions are like voices. We all have a different console, just clean out all of your ears. These are my views and you will find that we revolutionize over the kick and the snare. The ghetto vocalist is on a statewide tear. Yeah, soon to be the continent and then the freaking goal. There's room for it all as we mingle at the ball. We work in competition cause it doesn't make one lazy or want. We gotta work hard, you know the damn part. Try to be the fattest is the level that we strive. Try to be the fattest also to stay alive.
We are gonna try and talk. I mean, it's so difficult with these hip-hop albums because the tracks tend to blend into each other, Duncan, so it's all your fault.
That's right.
But so we're going to go with Tribe Called Quest. If it wasn't Tribe Called Quest, what were the other thoughts that you had?
Other options were the Anonymous Nobody by De La Soul. Their latest album, I think, is amazing.
And we can't have their latest album. It just doesn't make a vinyl decision.
But my thinking was, obviously I had 3 Feet High and Rising, and it was seminal for me in my life.
Yeah,
and as I've grown up, listening to De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, and other mostly East side hip hop acts, and then De La Soul seem to have come of age a little bit more with this album. And they've gone out and they had a battle with clearing samples, and then this time they really orchestrated quite a lot of it themselves to avoid that and made a much more orchestral.
Okay,
piece
I wouldn't know. I mean, maybe we'll come back on the show and we'll do that one.
Yeah, maybe.
But we'll see. We'll see how well behaved you are with this one.
And there was another option. I couldn't find it, and I don't think we could play it anyway. Which is Sleaford Mods, I think.
Oh yeah, the Sleaford Mods. So if anyone's out there, Duncan is seriously looking for a vinyl copy of the Sleaford Mods. Which album?
The Originator.
The Originator. Okay, that's the only way I could get him to come on the show was by saying he's allowed to say that he's looking for a vinyl copy of the Sleaford Mods Originator. So if anyone's out there, can send him a copy. We can do that. We're going to carry on with Tribe Called Quest on Vinyl Decision.
7 times out of 10, we listened to our music at night. Thus spawned the title of this program. The word maraud means to loot. In this case, we maraud for ears.
Went to Carville to get a milkshake.
This honey ripped me off all my loop kicks. The car, oh yeah, there's money in my jacket. Somebody broke into my ride and cold macked it. Yo, Tip, I tell you, man, the devil's trying it. But I'm gonna stay strong, cause I ain't buying it. Tonight I'm taking Sherry out, I don't have Jack to wear. You know I got to look dipped in the fresh gear. Cool, I found something, so I iron it. I think I caught up on the phone, oh shit, I'm frying it. Will someone tell me what did I do to deserve this? I think I'll pull out my seat for Sunday service. My little brother wants Barney, cool, I'm getting it. Took him down to KB, they ain't selling it. Here we go with the crime, yo, he's throwing fits. My blood pressure's blowing up, I can't take the shit. I finally got what he wanted, now it's good to go. Again, the ride was smashed. Where's my radio? What's out, my car was in the shop, I had to borrow, see? They had no mercy on the car, Leo will kill me. Where the hell can Nikki be? I'm gonna smack her up. I got the tickets for the Knicks and she gon' stiff me up. I need to hit a honey off, drove me past the phone. Pulled out my fucker hose. Oh yo, Sheila's home. Steady smiling like a mother, yo, I'm wrecked to bone. Went down on hun, she's in the red zone. Stressed out more than anyone could ever be. Forever trying to clear the samples for my new upbeat. Everybody knows I go to Georgia often. Got on the flight and I ended up in Boston. With all these trials and tribulations, yo, I've been affected. And to top it off, stars got ejected.
Help me out, help me out, help me out.
Woe is me, I'm having problems. Just last week, my girl was stressing me. Now her best friend be undressing me. While I was loving her by the moon ray. Now I'm tricking on her like Kente. Bought a bag of ism from the smoke shop. Walking towards the car, here come the damn cops. Now I'm station bound for the tie sticks. I bought it for my man, I don't believe this shit. Coach sat me down from the ball team. Cause I was breaking niggas on the end seams. Some niggas crossed town was trying to stick me. All I had was shorts, $1.50. Picked up this girl in the hoopty. Just because her auntie tried to suit me. Pay for this, pay for that, loop for nails in here. Who the hell you think I am, Mr. Belvedere? Go and get a bloody job, then can we look cute? Even if you give me boots, you never see my loot. She wasn't even all of that, just another hooker. Took to turn that ass away quick like Chucky Booker. Sometimes you got to put the holes in the friggin' place. Just move from in front me with your body fierce.
Help me out, help me out.
Lord knows I'm having problems. Problems.
Help me out.
Jesus Christ, I'm having problems. 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 Pray for me, I'm having problems. This is how we flip. My man Muhammad in the house. Zulu Nation in the house. Sub Rock is in the house. My man Skeff in the house. Jerobi White is in the house. Bob Power in the house. My man Eric in the house. My man Lightro in the house.
We are, of course, going to be talking all over those help me there's, Duncan. I'm sorry. We're going to have to go over the top of those. How's it sound? How's it? What do you?
Great.
Yeah, you're going to have to speak to your microphone.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I slipped off a little bit there.
Yeah, I was too busy indulging in a libation, I think.
A little bit of that and a little bit of head bobbing, of course.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're trying to get through the whole album and... we're going to play as many of the tracks as we can. And I know Duncan's got a few on there he definitely wants. So what we're going to do is we're going to go for a break now, but we're going to carry on and we're going to try to get as much of this album on as possible. How many tracks do you think are essential off this album?
Are essential? Every single one of them. No, I'd say all of them, but maybe two.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. We'll be back. Stay with us on Vinyl Decision.
You're not any less of a man if you don't pull the trigger. You're not necessarily a man if you do.
Gimmicks. Shorty see the action and it starts to mimic. Running to the corner, the dice game is blazing. Looking at the loop, it seems so amazing. Puts the short down to be exact 1 pound. He shakes the stones in his hands, then he lets it down. Scared money don't make none. He threw a trip on the ace, now he's out, son. Hits the local bodega to wolf down a hero. Sun is on a midnight run like De Niro. Spots a shorty rock standing on his block. The fiends behind him to pump, so we asked if it's not. Conversation that he kicked to the shorty was a sly one. Increased intensity, cause there she was a fly one. Took her to the crib, there she ran her jigs about mind upliftment and being positive. He yawned and he sighed till 105. Then he finally realized the honey was alive. At least he didn't plan on building for the evening. Threw the feel out on the dome and said, come on, yo, we leaving. Came out on the scene as he told her to be from. Saw his man stand with the blunt in his hand. You know the transaction. Brothers getting lost in the weed satisfaction. Coming down the block, man, loud as. You would swear Red Man was inside the truck. As the night seemed darker, cops is on the hunt. They interrupt your cipher and crush your blunt. See you left your work at home, so they pat you down for nothing. Why in the hell does 10-4 keep fronting? You push through the park even though it's still dark. The kid is nice on the hoop, he said I spot you true. The night is on my mind. The sun is still shining. But now the night is on the mind. The night is on the mind. The night is on your mind. Ayo, the sun is still shine. But now the night is on the mind. As for me, I'm a nocturnal animal. God concentrates on a young black man who makes a nigga speaker shake. The nighttime is busiest. Word to Aunt Kizzy, it's the time we get down. Yo, son, you know the sound. The flavor's on the top with the rugged beat to back it. The night makes the aura and the J can't hack it. The way the moon dangles in the midnight sky and the stars dance around it. Yo, I think it's fly. Intensity, most rappers don't see it. Spirit wise, musically, you gotta be it. Serenity, your silence of the sounds and emotions in the concrete jungle when the sun don't bungle. I think it's hard to find the words on how I feel. I paid about a deuce 20 for the Ampex deal. But let me slow down, I think I ran my jibs enough. Peace out to the nation, stay rugged and rough.
Okay, we're in the studio now. I think we've got the. We're going to let the vinyl continue playing. It's Duncan Longdon's choice. I'm not used to saying people's surnames. Tribe Called Quest. And so you were how old when this came out?
I was 20.
And what were you doing at the time? Where were you?
I was
not in Taiwan, I take it.
Not in Taiwan. I was in England and I was in Oxfordshire, just graduating from Oxford Art School, and then
Art School.
Off. Yeah.
So you did photography then?
No, I didn't. I hadn't got into photography. I was studying film, and I fell into photography by accident. I wanted to do special effects, model making, animatronics.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, but then it kind of moved to digital, and I didn't have an opportunity at college to investigate that.
Okay.
So I applied to go to Bournemouth, failed miserably, and then fell back on photography and ended up going to Middlesbrough.
Okay.
And had a conversation about the estate where I grew up in Woodstock. It was an estate called Blenheim Palace. And they said, there's a nice estate in Woodstock, isn't there? And I said, thinking, well, they talk about housing estates, not very nice, and didn't even think about Blenheim at all. And then I went, oh, Blenheim Palace, yeah, it's nice. And they gave me an unconditional entry to do photography with no knowledge of photography at all. So I went there for a year, hated it.
You hated the place, or you hated photography?
Both. I liked photography, but I hated the place.
Right.
And then I transferred and went to Birmingham and finished doing photography in Birmingham, and it was amazing.
Which school in Birmingham?
I was at Sandwell College in West Bromwich, and I lived in a block of flats in Tipton, which is quite a rough area. But we had like three floors of photographers and sound engineers, so it's all full of vinyl and different people taking record decks around. And
that was your hip hop era.
It was started with hip hop, and you know, and then I was into a lot of dance music, rave music, all sorts of electronic music. And then I started hunting for breaks.
Okay, got all a bit weird. But that's what happens when you go to arty schools, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you're still loving it. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, more and more.
Okay,
and good. Still discovering fresh stuff. And, you know, I still think people are coming out of really interesting hip-hop. So.
Good. Well, I'm a little bit of a hip-hop fan. I was more, and when I hear it now, and hearing something like this, I think it sounds amazingly fresh.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm. You hear it now and you think, wow, is this really like 30 years old or 25 years old,
exactly.
Whatever it is. It's quite amazing. Good. Well, thanks to Duncan for bringing this in. We're going to carry on enjoying Tribe Called Quest on Vinyl Decision. I can kick a rhyme over ill drum rolls with the kick, snare, kicks and hi-hat. Skilled in the trade of that old boom bat. I can do a trick with the opposite breed. I used to down 40s and smoke green weed. I'm doing shows with half loop down. Now it's time for me to take you uptown. It's like that, man. It's like that. 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 It's like that, man. It's like this.
Consists of four members: Fife Dog, Ali Shahid Muhammad, Q-Tip, and Jarobi. A E I O U, and sometimes Y.
Okay, as per usual, Duncan starts talking about the best things while the track's playing, so we don't get to miss it. You did say that you used to annoy the neighbours a little bit with this album in Birmingham, I take it?
In Tipton, yeah, in the West Country. West Midlands. I had quite a heavy sound system.
As one does.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. And we lived on the 7th floor, and I'd roll my speakers out onto the balcony and literally play tracks for hours on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, or whenever, because we were students, and let's face it, students don't really do very much.
They don't have much of a clock.
Exactly, especially ones doing photography. While people were playing games down on the field below. But the rule was, because it was student residences from the 7th to the 11th, the people from the 6th floor down weren't supposed to come upstairs. But I used to annoy them so much, they'd actually come banging my door down and coming in and threatening me.
So you were playing music from the 7th floor for the people who were playing
football or frisbee or
out
whatever
on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they could hear it clearly and would be gesticulating for requests.
And you were surprised when the people on the sixth floor got a little bit upset by this?
I was a bit surprised when he turned up in my room, yeah, and I hadn't noticed because I got my headphones on and I was quite busy. But he turned around and said, you know, he was really apologetic. He said, "Oh, you've got record decks and you like vinyl." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh, I'm really sorry, but, you know, my wife's having a go at me. You keep waking the baby up." So I thought, perhaps I should give it a rest for a while. So I gave him 10 minutes.
Check it out, you got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall, but I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out, but sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said to him. You let yourself go, he said to him. You let yourself go, he said to him. You let yourself go, he said to him.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Poontang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
I read you're not a rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yacht. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacey Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass track is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said.
It ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said.
It ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said to him. 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 You let yourself go, he said to him.
We are going through the album. We got 3 tracks left. Is it difficult to have to choose the tracks?
It's always difficult.
With hip hop albums, they like to have like a concept through, so you have to listen to the whole thing through.
I think with Tribe Called Quest, yeah, not all hip hop artists are like that, but with Tribe Called Quest, I think you get that. Yeah,
you've got to go with that story.
Just
all the
drop
way
the needle and let it go.
Okay,
but you know, we can pick and choose a couple that are just a little bit more rolly, a little bit more friendly.
More friendly, I like that. I like that. And they were East Coast, yeah?
That's right, New York, from Queens, St. Albans in Queens.
That's in New York City?
It is in New York City, yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of bands coming up from there, but De La Soul from there, and Public Enemy, Wu-Tang.
Very nice. Okay, so we're listening to A Tribe Called Quest on Vinyl Decision with Duncan Longdon. Thank you, Duncan, for making this wonderful choice today.
Keep bouncing.
slamming sucker buckers like the wrestler's zoo. Crazier than Tupac in the flick on juice. Cock is longer than a hat worn by Dr. Seuss. Love a girl in Daisy Dukes like the kids called Duke. Kids paid to sex a hoochie like my main man Luke. Control the mic like Denzel on the girls. Whack MCs be on the nuts like Rocket J. Skrill. The worst thing in this world is a sucker MC. Favorite rap group in the world is EPMD. Can't forget the daylight due to originality. And if I ever went solo, my favorite MC would be me. If I talk up in the house, I give a shout out to Snoopy. Peace to all the questions, to hell with the groupies. Like Rafa Samazzi, Brooklyn to Dodger, Laverne to Shirley, Rerun to Roger, Rent to the Stimpy, Garo to Hardy, Q-Tip and Piper. They mash up the party, kick the rhymes and more rhymes, kick the beats and more beats. We'll have you scratching in your head like Shaheed on Techniques. For those who wanna oppose and take a stand, but for now, just shut your shit and clap your hands.
Will be crucial. I got hundreds of rhymes that'll suit you. So listen, the abstract intuition is very, very worthy. I could fill you out from Russia to Jersey. Can't understand the underground, it gets deep. The low, the Nikes, the links, the Jeeps, the women, the lingo, and all the other goods. Peace to the hoods, so keep my shit on play. Please don't do the mute when you hear me on the juke. Brothers know the angle is the Star Spangled Black Banner. I hook up the beats at the Funk Manor. If you're on the road in the dough, I'll be raking. The scope is on the world cause it's mine for the taking. You know I'm gonna do it. My shit is rock solid but it flows like fluid. Chemists get confused of my ill composition. This is the third of the new Trop edition. MCs be swinging but a lot of them be missing. So shut your blood clot and listen, cause I'm bringing you the ill rendition. I like to send this out to the LES. Got a lot of rhythm and style and finesse. Come in, love, hot sex on the flat. And when you're done with that, then clap.
It is kind of brutal cutting off the tracks here because they do flow quite nicely and we're almost not needed here, Duncan.
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
But we'll work our way through it because we are like chatting about the album. So how long have you been in Taiwan?
I've been in here 4 years this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're not a newbie now, though?
Not so much, no. But I do tend to travel a little bit. So the longest single period of span is 50 days.
Okay.
In that 4 year time, so I'm in and out.
Okay. So you travel a lot for the work you do?
For work.
Going over there taking photos, yeah.
That's it, go and take photographs. And I also like to go and travel just for travel's sake, really, to see new places.
But it's nicer to get paid and see new places.
It's nice to have the expenses covered, yeah. It's a bonus.
Superb. Okay, we're going to carry on with Tribe Called Quest. I think we've got one or two more tracks left. Which ones we got next?
Keep it rolling,
nice.
Yo, swing, 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 chop, chop, chop. Yo, that's the sound when MCs get mopped. Don't come around town without the hip in your hop. Cause when the shit hits the fan, that ass will get dropped. MCs wanna attack me, but them punks can't go. I have you left without a job, like I did from the love boat. So money, watch your mouth, I'ma have to bust ya. Battling MCs from JFK to Russia, back down to London, Sweden and Brazil. Do a US tour for 3 months and then I chill. Styles be fat like Jackie Gleason, the rest be art corny. People love the dog like the kids love Barney. I love you, you love me. The shorty fight dog is your favorite MC. So move back yourself, dread, you know the element. The tribe is good for your health like a can of nutriment. MCs don't have no wins, MCs don't have no bits. I flip shit crazier than a busload full of Jerry's kids. Your crew don't want it, and your crew don't want it. But if you feel you can swing it, then money, please bring it. Large professor in the house, you know how we do. I skate on your crew, like Mario Lemieux. Visa, Ike, Clark, and the rest of the crew. I meet you guys in front of the cleaners, bring the brunch and the brew, so.
What's up, kids? The Abbott speaking from the moon. Thanks for your support, ayo, I'll be home soon. But the only thing I ask when I return from my task is a whole bunch of beats and a flask full of ass. My fist stands firm because I'm black and solid. I open up your pores like a plate full of collards. Come on, take it easy, would ya? Easy, easy. I'm up in the gully, that's when I am her buddy. She told me pull her hair, I did, it drove her nutty. Filled up the hole like spackle, or I mean putty. When we over joints like this, we never cruddy. Extra P hook the beat, and kids, it feels lovely. Check it out, cause my conception is immaculate. A bachelor, looking for a bachelorette. Back to you MCs, this is what you're gonna get. A first degree burn from my man Ken Cigarette. I hope you like Marlboro, for you know we thorough like Denver. The beat feels like a never ender, but all things good must, so I won't sweat it. Drop the C's for the youthful crew, I hope you get it. As I stand with this mic inside my hand, boy, I smack you up like I was your old grand. So respect yourself, son, and come and give me love. Once again, the Ab is who you think of. So chill with the beef money, we gotta jet it.
It's extra PAO tip, I'm about to set it on the country once again, here to win. I'm uptown chilling, taking in this Grandmaster Vic blend from the projects, the PJs. Fuck them two DJs, self mission. I had her in the ill position, seeing large use of soul, brother, that I like to F with. Now check the method as I proceed with what you need, like Acanelli. A whip looks complete when the tires say Pirelli. Funk monkey, one rapper fell off, now he's a junkie. There's 8 million stories in the city, it's a pity. Don't fuck with the skins if she's trying to act shitty. Big shout to the guru, Primo and Zulu. Lulu Nation was on a vacation in the ghetto. Yo, Rod, slow your roll, I'm about to bag this here schmetal. Rapper Nas on top it, seems we gonna rock it. Queens represent by the album when I drop it.
And that's it. We've pretty much reached the end of another Vinyl Decision. Have you enjoyed yourself, Duncan?
Very much.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, maybe we will let you back for that De La Soul album.
That would be good.
And maybe someone out there will hear about the Sleaford Mods and be able to put you onto that.
That would be better.
How would you like to finish, Duncan?
I would like to finish with Hot Sex.
Wouldn't we all? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's how we're going to go out today, I think, with some Hot Sex. It could be a lot worse. Thank you for listening to Vinyl Decision.
Hot Sex on a Friday. Hot Sex on a Friday.
What'd you say your name?
Hot Sex on a Friday. 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 Hot Sex on a Friday.
Hey, yo, who wanna put a fight for a long time, no hear from? Suckers walking around talking about they can get some, but that vibe is not cypher. No can do. And if you take off a dope, then ask the other two, and I'll proceed to let you know exactly how to flow. I'm not a law doctor, so just suckle with the hoe. Oops, my mistake, I didn't know you went with her. Should I run down the line of all the kids that done hit her? Don't be bitter. I hear that honey resembles a critter. Heard she likes it 2-1-1 like my man John Ritter. But back to the subject, you can't catch wreck. You must give respect to earn respect. Suckers think they can hurt me, cause now it's facts. You're full of jokes, but yo, your name ain't flex. I got the riches, the bitches. I'm large like a Huxtable. You think you're all that, but your girl's quite doable. Yeah, I'm telling you, G, to back up off me. I'm not a man called Hawk, but I ain't Mr. Softy. Rapping is a art coming straight from the heart. So forget the chalk, because the action got stars.
Hot Sex on a Friday. So sweet. Hot Sex on a Friday. Hot Sex on a Friday. Hot Sex on a Friday. Hot Sex on a Friday.
What'd you say your name is?
Hot Sex on a Friday. Hot Sex on a Friday.
I like that.
Hot Sex on a Friday.
Where you at? To all my people with the funk, I'm the undercover brother, dump your hoe in the trunk. Save all the sad songs and the tear jerkers. Niggas step back, it's the lyrical worker. My points that I create ain't in paperback books. The points that I create are for hookers and the crooks. My mental is excelling cause I dabble in the books. I'm not the one to front on, so sub-ups. Yo, I guess the pickings, I'm such a damn dickens. If you step to this, then the plot just thickens. I run you around the track like a bunny and a dog. To me, you're just another MC on the log. A link in the chain, fluid on the brain. I boast of hype lyrics and yours are mundane. See, I can't maintain, especially if you come back. I'm the lyrical master blaster. Yeah, I could do that. I could also do your girl, so leave the hoe at home. Cause when I get done, I have a strong on bones. It's the no joke pressure that elevates my mind. Make me pick up and go when it's time to drop my rhymes. My title is Rock the Abstract Poetic. I'm in the idle mode, but my energy's kinetic, so smooth and debonair. Special for the air, gotta keep my thing in gear. Cause it's evident and clear that I will rock
on the ride. Hot Sex on a Friday,
I tell you,
Hot Sex on a Friday,
just like
Hot Sex on a Friday, Hot Sex on a Friday, Hot Sex on a Friday.
You've been listening to Vinyl Decision. Join us once again next week, same time, same place, for another rendezvous with another guest making their final decision.
You say goodbye.